Precipitation in the northern plains and upper Midwest is not likely to be very great as we move forward through the next 5 to 7 days, and a warming trend is expected to occur as we go to the latter part of the weekend. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We will still have some frontal boundaries and weak disturbances passing through the northern plains and upper Midwest over this week, but I do not expect to see the precipitation result in a significant manner. The first little disturbance, it will come into the area as we go forward through the night tonight and into the morning tomorrow, and it will impact mostly northeastern North Dakota and northern and central parts of Minnesota. Now, there will be a few snowflakes around in other parts of our region, but that is the region that will be most favored for the snow. Now, I do not expect it to accumulate significantly. Mostly, it'll be a dusting, and I don't think there'll be too many exceptions, except maybe along the northernmost border area in Minnesota and northeastern North Dakota, where there will be a little bit more organization to the snow. Now, as we move on into the day Saturday, we will see high pressure move into the region, so whatever snowfall occurs in the early morning will be gone very quickly, and we'll have sunny conditions occurring in the afternoon. The high pressure system will begin to abate from the region Saturday night, and as it does, a south wind will likely blow across the region, bringing warmer air back into the region, and should push the next disturbance a little bit farther to the north. With that said, though, some of the computer forecast models today have suggested that a low pressure center may evolve in eastern South Dakota as we get into Sunday evening, and this could induce a little bit of snowfall in central and northern parts of Minnesota and perhaps some immediate neighboring border areas in North and South Dakota. I don't have much confidence in this event, but I did want to at least make mention of it. After that, we'll see some more tranquil weather. The next low pressure center to impact the region may hold off until about mid-week next week. Our high temperatures across the area today will still be a little bit coolish. We're looking for single digits and teens across North Dakota and northern Minnesota. Temperatures to the south will be warmer with teens and 20s likely. Tomorrow will be just a tad bit warmer. Still single digits and teens though in the far northernmost parts of North Dakota and northern Minnesota. We'll see teens and 20s in the heart of our listening area, and then some 20 and 30 degree readings likely in eastern South Dakota and southwestern Minnesota. Moving out another day or two, we are going to see some warming take place, and by the time we get to Monday afternoon, highs will be in the 20s and 30s across a big part of the region with some 40 and even some 50 degree readings in south central and southeastern South Dakota and some 40s in parts of southern Minnesota. Our nighttime lowest temperatures will likely occur over the next night or two. We'll see single digits and teens. I don't think there will be too many sub-zero readings, but there will be a few perhaps on Sunday morning in the far north. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.